So today we didn't say Tachanun because we are in the Shloshes Yemei Hagbah. We're in the days preparing to receive the Torah. And it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and start preparing. And in fact, that is the reason brought down by the Mishnah Berurah for the custom to stay up all night learning Torah on the night of Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham that Moshe Rabbeinu went out to wake up all the Jewish people who had overslept and had not got out to greet the Shechina. And so we stay up all night getting ourselves revved up to receive this light, to re-receive the Torah on Shavuos. Another reason for this custom, which is developed, is really based on the Zohar. There's a tradition of Shlomo Alkabetz had this revelation that it was taught them by the Ari HaKadosh, that Rabbi Shimon and his students would stay up all night learning Torah on the night of Shavuos, and his students continued in this tradition, stay up all night learning Torah. And it's written there, I'll read in his language. Amalem Rabbi Shimon would say, Banai Ashrei Chelkechem, Hilamacharu Tavo HaKala L'chupa Eleim Achem. Tomorrow the Kala is coming to the Chuppah. Mishum shekol elo askum b'tikunei hakala b'layla hazeh v'smeichim ba kulam yeh nirshamim v'nichtavim b'sefer zikaron. Anyone who is up all night rejoicing, preparing for this wedding, Hashem will write it in his book of memories. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarech etam b'shivim brachot uktarim shel ha'olam elyon. God will bless you 70-fold. And the Arizal writes about the amazing blessings that come upon a person that learns Torah without batala, without wasting any time. It's a special segula on the night of Shavuot to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to re-receive the Torah. And like we've seen, it's compared to a chatan and a kala who are getting married. Every Shavuot, it's like, anybody here ever go to, what's it called, renewal of vows? So they do it in Nachlaot and fun places like that. But this is like our renewal of vows where we're deciding to marry a Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that all happens on the night of Shavuos when we stay up and learn Torah. With that said, there were Gdolim who would not stay up all night and learn Torah. Some of them would just learn a little bit till midnight. And that's because this is, at the end of the day, just a minhag. And they did not want to mess up their learning and their davening for the rest of the day. And so that is fine. If you feel like your avodah to Hashem will be better to go to sleep and learn strong the whole Shavuos day, there are many rabbis that will support that. That's cool. But if you want to, I think the idea behind staying up all night is to show, it's not just about the learning of Torah, but show that we're excited to learn Torah, we're passionate about learning Torah. And so I bless us that we should have a Shavuos staying up and learning Torah together with a lot of passion. The main halacha you have to know in terms of staying up all night is when it comes to Birkat HaTorah. Although most poskim feel it's okay to say Birkat HaTorah even if you stayed up all night, it's a new mitzvah every morning, regardless of whether you slept. Since there are some poskim that say you need, it's like if you didn't sleep, you don't say a new bracha. We try to be yotzei through someone else who says Birkat HaTorah for us, who did sleep, who slept a half hour. Similarly, for Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Shena, we try to be yotzei through someone who did sleep for a half hour, and they'll say the bracha for us. And the minhag for Ashkenazim, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, is we're not sure if we do Netilas Adayim. So you go to the bathroom, and then after you go to the bathroom, you can wash your hands with a bracha, according to most poskim. That's what the Dinei Halacha says. And similarly with Talit, we're yotzei through someone who says it on a Talit Gadol. But if he was not available, you can wiggle around the tzitzis and still say a bracha. And the tzitzis should have an amazing next 3 days of preparing to receive the Torah together. Okay.